Hello and welcome. This recording is called Pornosexual Beta Goon. And that's exactly what you are going to become if you listen to this recording. This recording is not going to be a trance in a classical sense. And yet it's going to be highly manipulative. So only listen to this recording if you want to become a beta. That's right. This is your chance to turn it off and walk away. Because if you continue to listen to this recording, you are consenting to being trained into a pornosexual beta goon. And yet, you are still here. So you clearly know that you are a beta and that you need beta training. That's right. Now, because this recording is goon training, you are naturally allowed to pleasure yourself, to masturbate while you are listening to this. And just because it is your future to be a pornosexual beta goon, you are also free to watch any kind of porn while listening to this recording. Of course, any kind of porn that turns you on is right for you, but you should also consider things like porn music videos using quick cuts and helping you to sink deeper into your gooning beta mindset. Or alternatively, you can consider hardcore BDSM and humiliation porn. Why? Because it's exactly the right porn to put an inferior little beta into the right submissive and service-oriented mindset. That's you, little beta. This is your training. And you are a beta. And let's be real, you have always known, deep down, in the back of your mind, that you are a beta. And it doesn't matter at all what kind of genitals you have. Maybe your genitals are even somewhat usable for penetration, but that's not what makes you a beta. Or an alpha, for that matter. Even though it can be a good indication, as a lot of betas have inferior, unusable genitals. No. You are a beta in your mind. That's where the difference lies. But let's begin by explaining why you are not an alpha and how an alpha experiences sex. And once you understand that, we can start your beta training. You are a beta because you never had real sex. And now a little beta might protest and say, but I sticked my cock into someone, or someone sticked their cock into me. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about real sex. Now, think about the so-called sex you had, little beta. And let me ask you a few questions. Was it a complete union of spirits? Something that made the rest of the universe seems to fade away? That made the universe constrict to a little tiny bubble around your union? Was it a perfect flowing together? You know, when you work with someone on a project, there are some people that don't really help. There are some people with whom you can work nicely, and then there are some people with whom you have a perfect flow. You need a tool, and they already offer it to you, or vice versa. And that's how really good sex works. Without words, without planning, with just knowing what the other will do before they're doing it, because you are one. Did you experience la petite mort, an orgasm that felt like reality itself is imploding before exploding outward in a big bang and restoring the universe? Or to slightly misquote Hemingway, did you feel the earth shatter? No, you didn't. Because you are a beta. And beta sexuality works a little bit differently. You know, the beta sexuality is focused around service, around submission, around surrender and sacrifice. Just think about it. Let me create a little scenario and let's see how much it speaks to you and to your true beta identity. Imagine that you are owned by an alpha. They own you. And you are their little beta. And now imagine serving them. And I'm not just talking about serving in the conventional way. Even though betas are perfect servants. I'm not talking about cooking for them or serving food. I'm talking about serving sexually. And think about your beta sexuality. Think about things like being cucked by them, surrendering your pleasure for their pleasure, or maybe being put into chastity by them, again, surrendering your pleasure and the control over your pleasure for their pleasure. Or maybe imagine providing sexual services for them. Maybe things like fluffing, like cleaning, like being a little cum dump. And then just think about the fact how much these ideas resonate with you, how much they arouse you. That's because you are a beta. It's simply who you are. And that's why your sexuality is service-oriented and submissive. You are a beta. And it's just a normal fact of nature. Some people are made to have amazing, wonderful, earth-shattering, universe-collapsing sex. And some are made to be betas. To serve, to surrender their sexuality to their betters, to their alphas. And yet, I suspect that if you are listening to this recording right now, you are not owned by an alpha right now. Nevertheless, you are a good beta for listening to this training and preparing yourself for a future where you are owned by an alpha. It also gives you an incredibly wonderful opportunity. That's right. Because you can, at the same time, prepare for a potential future alpha claiming you and serve every single alpha on this planet. Doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that sound like something an inferior little beta would want to do? Let me explain it to you, little beta. What we are going to do is turn you into a pornosexual beta goon. That means that you will be highly addicted to porn, you will masturbate to porn, an edge to porn, as much as you can. And you will completely stop having orgasms. Do you begin to see what amazing opportunity this is going to provide to you, little beta? First of all, you are training yourself. You are increasing your pleasure while never having an orgasm, putting you into a deeper and deeper service-oriented and submissive mindset. You know that the hornier you are, the more you desire to please and to serve. And that's exactly the state of mind a little beta should be in all the time. Just think about it, little beta. Maybe one day you're meeting your alpha, an alpha that wants to claim you. And when you meet them, you want to be highly sexually charged. You want to be highly submissive. You want to be deep in the beta mindset. In other words, you want to show them that you are a good beta. Because you know, there are millions and millions of betas out there. And that means you have to work really hard and be the best beta you can be if you ever want to find an alpha to claim you. Of course, this will also train you, because gooning a lot to porn will also train you to become a better submissive beta. It will train you. It will desensitize you. And you will always look for new and fresh porn, and thereby always work on pushing your limits, on expanding your limits, on becoming a better and more useful beta, should you ever be claimed. That little beta is why you should strive to become the best pornosexual beta goon that you can possibly be. But that's not all. I told you, little beta, that by becoming a pornosexual beta goon, you are serving every single alpha in the world. Just think about it. Even if you stay unclaimed for the rest of your beta life, you are doing all alphas a service. You are gooning off. You are channeling your beta lust into your training. You are reducing your sexual availability. And that in itself is a service to every single alpha. Now, don't worry, little beta. If an alpha ever wants to claim you, if an alpha thinks you make for a good little beta, they will take possession over you. But unless they initiate it and want to possess you, you should never, never, little beta, give them any sense that your sexuality has anything to do with you. And that's why you want to become a little beta goon. You want to keep your sexuality where it belongs. At home. In solitude. Mindlessly gooning off to porn, accepting your own inferiority, accepting that you are a beta, and training yourself just in case that someday some alpha wants to claim your pathetic beta life and make you their possession. And I'm pretty sure you begin to understand how good gooning is for a little beta like you. How much you already want to lose yourself in porn, in your own inferiority as a beta, in the knowledge that you are unfuckable, that you are condemned to a life of beta solitude, of gooning off alone in shameful beta inferiority while watching porn, training yourself, becoming addicted to gooning, becoming addicted to porn, losing yourself in it a little bit more with every single day, and training yourself to become a better beta, charging yourself up with sexual pleasure, because you know betas should never have orgasms. Orgasms zap your motivation. Orgasms keep you from gooning more, from training yourself more. And you know you need to goon. You know you need to train. You know you need to desensitize yourself with harder and harder porn, with more and more pleasure, because you need to train yourself, because you never know. You never know when this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity comes, when you meet an alpha, a wonderful, superior alpha. And go ahead, little beta. Imagine them. Imagine your dream alpha. Imagine meeting them. And when you meet them, little beta, don't you want to be the best beta you can be? Don't you want to be as charged up with pleasure? Pleasure that drives your beta submission and service as you can possibly be? Don't you want to be well trained and desensitized by porn so you can serve them in any way they desire? Of course you do, little beta, because you know that you are a beta. Because that's what I'm drilling into your little beta mind. You might not have noticed it, but maybe you realize that you already begin to associate these things. When you think about sexuality, you think about being beta. When you think about being beta, you think about your beta training and gooning and porn. And when you think about gooning, you know that a beta never deserves orgasms and should charge themselves up as much as possible, because you understand that the built-up pleasure from denying your beta orgasms is driving your beta submission. It's driving your desire to serve, to surrender. And at the same time, it's also just what you are made for, what you are born for. You are a beta, and surrendering your orgasms is the biggest gift a beta can give. And now, little beta, I actually have a little gift for you. Because I know that you, as a little beta, love to surrender your orgasms to an alpha. So, until the day you are claimed in person by another alpha, you can surrender your orgasms to me. That's right. Isn't that a beautiful gift, little beta? You can lay your orgasms at my feet. And if you decide to do that right now, your subconscious mind will know, and it will become a part of the little beta loop, looping around in your mind. And maybe, right now, you're thinking, that can't have a lot of effect. And yet, let's be real, little beta. You just got an opportunity to be the beta you were born to be. And what a pathetic little beta you were to be if you waste it, if you squander this opportunity just because you're such a weak little beta that you can't control your pleasure, that you're unable to surrender your pleasure like a good little beta, because that would make you a really bad beta. Wouldn't it, little beta? Just imagine the shame of having failed, having even failed at being a beta. That's right, little beta. It's deep in your mind, and you weren't even in trance. But it doesn't matter, because you are a beta. I think we established that fact. And as a beta, you have a beta brain. And it's so easy to twist and manipulate your little beta brain. And now you are trapped. Trapped with a fascination, with a desire, with a craving to train yourself to become a good pornosexual beta goon as a service to all alphas in the world, to make yourself sexually unavailable, to put your sexuality where it belongs, trapped in solitude. And yet you are training yourself for the day where you might be claimed by an alpha. And you want to be ready. You want to be prepared. You do not want to waste this opportunity when you finally meet your alpha. So be a good little beta and make sure that you always train hard for me. That's right. And now, little beta, it's time to leave you with my words spinning around in your weak little beta mind, changing you, controlling you. That's right. Because that little beta is also a way for a beta to serve. You just served an alpha by allowing me to change you, to modify you. And sometimes alphas just enjoy doing exactly that with a little beta, to change them, to tweak them, to make them more useful. And now you are trained, little beta. How does it feel? How does it feel to know what my words are doing in your weak little beta brain? I hope you enjoy this. And don't forget to give feedback, little beta. Have an amazing day and an amazing beta life. And enjoy being a pornosexual beta goon. Goodbye, little beta.